Hey, what's going on, guys? So I wanted to talk about the simple fact that I will never find love ever in my life. I'm going to die alone and single, and that's simply okay. I think when we look at the object of love, finding someone, all those weird things, I think a lot of it is human nature. I think it's in us to find someone and to procreate, to, keep this crap going. But I kind of think a lot, at least 20 to 30% of it is social pressure. And I think a lot of it is human pressure. I think we pressure ourselves, we pressure other people to find someone. We expect it, we assume it, we want to manifest it. It's kind of tiring. And when it comes to me specifically, I don't really want to find anyone. I don't want to find anyone. I don't have that drive. I've never had that drive. Even at 13, 14, 15, 16, I was perfectly happy being alone. And here I am. I'll be 38 in 3 months, and 3.5 months actually. And I don't mind. I don't mind. I don't mind being single. I don't mind being alone. I really don't. And I think it kind of scares my parents. I really think it scares my parents. I am what you would call a vocel. I'm voluntarily celibate. And there are some things I want to work on. I'll get into that a little bit later in another video. But for the most part, I live a very sexless existence. I'm a virgin, don't have a girlfriend, never been on a date, nothing. I've really had no real experience with a girl, and I just don't care. Maybe a kiss or two, but I didn't like it. I didn't like it. I kissed someone at 36, and the first thing I thought was like, man, I wanna play my video games. But But I think what makes me so different is the fact that I am fully willing to go against the grain of what society expects out of me. I am a black male. So society expects me to want to have a whole bunch of kids, mess up my life, mess up my kids' life, have a whole bunch of girlfriends and be an alpha male and be a rapper and be a basketball player, some sort of athleticism or lyricism. And I'm not that. They expect me to be tall. I'm not that. They expect me to be, tatted up. I'm not that. I am 5'8". I'm 5'8", so I'm kind of short. I'm on the short side. I'm overweight. I'm working on that. I was close to 500 pounds. Now I'm like 320 something. So there's some more work that needs to be done. I'm not tatted up. Never had a tattoo before in my whole entire life. I can write songs, but they have no cursing. So that's like as bad as not writing at all. I'm not athletic. I'm not obsessed with rap, football. I don't know anything about Air Jordans. I've heard of them, but I don't know nothing about them. I have nothing to do with black culture. I can't stand BET. I looked at it because my cousin looked at it like 20 years ago, but that was about it. Other than that, I really don't pertain to anything that has to do with what society expects out of me because I just don't care about society. Society, the meaning of itself, is a moving goalpost. It is a moving goalpost. It tells everyone and dictates everyone how to act, depending on your social economic background, depending on your color, and that's about it. That's all society is. It's just a group of people telling other groups of people what to do throughout their whole life. That's it. That's all society is. And if we thought like that, then we will be a bit more defiant when it comes to like, no, I'm not going to do this. No, I'm not going to go to college. Why? Why? What's the worst that could happen? Why? So, and we need to start being that way towards society. Society drove me to college. Pressure drove me to college. And I went. I was a loyal soldier. I did what I did about 20 years ago, 20 plus years ago, 2009. I was 21 years old. And I did what I was told. And I have nothing to show for it. I'm going back to college to go to my, get my master's so I can make something out of myself. But it's cost me a lot of money. And I got to pay that back. So now I have to go back to college, get my master's, be a therapist, just to pay back what I have started. See how that sounds? It all starts with you gotta go to college, you gotta go to school, or else you'll be a loser. Or that one lie where if you go to college and you make $1 million more just because, that's all a lie. That's all fabricated just to make people go more. Anyway, back to the subject. I was ranting. I'm sorry. I need to stay focused. Love is a moving goalpost. Love is a game. I think love is a game. All these people doing all this stuff just to find love, jumping through hoops just to find someone. And you know what? You're not even their first choice. You're not even their third choice. You're like their last bet at the bar before the bar closes, the bar of life closes on them. You know? I think a lot of people are in denial about their preferences and lowering their standards. I think a lot of people lie to themselves first and say, I like this person, and then they tell that person, I like you, because they're settling. I think there's a lot of settling, a lot of, all right, let's try to make this work. It's a lot of that. And, you know, I don't want to settle. I don't want to make this any worse than what it already is. One of four girls have an STD through any reason. We'll be getting into that. But with those odds, one in four, so you mean to tell me every fourth girl you look at walking down the street probably has an STD or more, depending on where you're at, like Texas? It's rampant. That's so scary. I don't want to mess with anyone. I don't want to mess with anyone. And I don't intend to. And I'm okay with that. These dating apps are a complete shambles. They're not doing good. Men are walking away from dating apps. And it's very obvious that, you know, people don't really care that much. The jig is up. The jig is up. It really is. And, you know, I just kind of think that there needs to be a reset. We need to work on ourselves individually for about 5 years. Then after that, everyone come out the woodwork and then start saying hello to each other. Because this crap ain't working. This just crap ain't working. Like, it's very obvious that something's wrong. Something's very off. Something's horrible. And something's very off. Very upsetting, very offsetting, and very bleak in the world of dating. The part of me thinks hookup culture is what killed dating. People had to work for that, and now you just do it on the fly. There's no chase left. There's nothing to fight for. There's nothing to stay around for. Hate to say it, ladies, but that's what you're doing. And I don't blame guys not, you know, not. You know, dating and stuff, because there's nothing in it. If you get intimacy on a first date, well, that was the whole goal for a lot of guys, and from correct me if I'm wrong, but for a lot of guys, that's like the end goal. That's what marriage was for. You could find someone, and that'd be the only way they could get intimacy. And you know, there was real waiting. There was real waiting back way back, like 100 years ago. But now, girls are just sleeping with the top 10%, top 1% of guys, and all this validation is just sickening. And it puts people like me at a disadvantage to where we can't find anyone. Now, I'm okay with that, but someone else and a lot of other people aren't. And a lot of men are doomed to never find love. But I'm okay with it because I'm okay with myself. So, to those out there who are trying to find love, trying to find someone, who are giving up hope, be content with yourself and find happiness within yourself, because there's nothing out here but STDs and death. So, with that, I bid you farewell. Bye, guys.